This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This summer's already the hottest on record, which means if you can, you're spending a lot of time in the pool. And what's quality pool time really without some inflatable pool floaties? So today we are bringing back our series about the people and things of summer. It's called Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
For a company called Big Mouth Incorporated, this season that should be a boom has developed a slow leak. Big Mouth says two competitors are passing off fake versions of its swimming pool floaties online and cutting out a big chunk of its profits. Polly Mossens wrote about it for Bloomberg Business. Polly, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
To start, I suppose we ought to define the types of inflatable pool toys we're talking about here, yeah?
Absolutely. So we are talking about donuts and flamingos, and there's even a rogue pineapple in there.
What's a rogue pineapple in a pool toy? Do you just like hang on to it and float?
A really gigantic pineapple.
So how did it come to pass, though, that if I go to Google and I Google inflatable pool toy, donut, or literally flamingo, up pops this whole list of basically identical things from a whole bunch of different sellers? How does that work?
So there's a ton of people that make especially donuts. That one isn't actually copyrighted by anyone. But this flamingo in this particular case is actually unique. It's got a slightly quirkier design. It has a wing on it. So that flamingo in particular is actually patented. Everyone's flamingo is going to look a little bit different, even if everyone's donut floaty looks the same.
No kidding. Now, part of the reason we're talking to you about this is because of this issue of, and counterfeit, I suppose, is a legal term, but it's not actual genuine articles on Amazon, right? That's the issue.
So this person who owns Big Mouth, he is saying that these people are making fake Big Mouth floaties. Big Mouth is a really recognized floatie company. They have deals with all the major retailers. So he's saying that other people are trying to knock off their name and their look, which has become iconic over the last couple years.
Give me a dollar amount of how much Steve Wampold, the owner of Big Mouth, the toy company, how much does he figure he's losing?
Well, the suit has damages of $4 million in it, and more specifically, just on the donut floaties, he can be losing as much as $20,000 a day.
That's like a whole lot of floaties.
That is a whole lot of floaties.
Amazon obviously has people, software, something to weed out counterfeit goods, not genuine goods.
It does. But the problem with Amazon is that they don't want people just filing these counterfeit complaints against people that are their competitors. There's a whole process you go through. You have to report that it's counterfeited good. You have to have the good in your hands and you say, you know, this is a problem. I'm issuing a report. And then Amazon begins their own investigation. So they're very diligent, which can be frustrating for someone like the owner of Big Mouth that wants to bring these complaints. But it also makes sense for Amazon because they don't want to, you know, close the account of someone that's actually a legitimate seller just because they're imposing on someone else's business.
What's your best guess for how this turns out for Steve Wampel, the guy who owns Big Mouth?
Well, these two particular people, Solo Fleet and Floating Panda, we don't know their real names. So those are their Amazon handles.
Wow.
They will not reply, most likely. That is what the lawyers are anticipating. That's what I'm anticipating as well. We don't know that they're based in the United States, so there's a chance that they might not even see the lawsuit and know what to do with it. And if they don't reply, then it can go into a judge's ruling.
In which case, one imagines they would be ruled against if they don't reply. How does that work?
That is what one imagines, but you never know. Even if a judge says, you know, you're seeking $4 million in damages total, we're going to give you $500,000. You don't know that he'll ever collect that $500,000.
Right.
I think in large part, this is just symbolic because the company is getting very frustrated with this. And Wampold specifically, he loves floaties. Like no one I've ever met loves floaties. And he just wants this to have some kind of resolution so he can start enjoying his pool toy company again.
Polly Mossens writes most recently about, you know, fraudulent floaties on Amazon, pool toys for Bloomberg. Polly, thanks very much.
Thank you.